Good morning, Pierce. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
So Valentine's Day is seen as a celebration of love by many, but it's also suggested that people should celebrate their loved one every day. Do you think we need a day, a special day for love?
Well, I guess it's nice to have, you know, a special day that's set aside to think about it, but I guess it tends to be about Valentine's Day tends to be about that kind of fairy tale notion, that kind of romantic comedy love, if you like, whereas, you know, the reality of everyday relationships or the way that relationships are successful is obviously not by just giving people chocolates or flowers on Valentine's Day, but how you interact with your partner on an everyday basis, you know.
Or being Hugh Grant, maybe, as well.
That could help, yeah.
Now, one of the classes you're going to be running later this month as part of the School of Life Sydney is about choosing a partner. People try all sorts of methods to find love, you know, in a bar, walking a dog, swiping right has become very popular. But is there a favourite sort of method or a favourite sort of way you suggest in the class?
It's not really about the practicalities of dating. Mm-hmm. It's more about looking at our assumptions, some of the cultural assumptions about the way that we choose a partner. And in fact, some of, you know, you refer to Twitter, sorry, not to Twitter, to
Tinder.
Tinder there. And that sort of the way we have this huge range of choice nowadays has influenced the way that we think about choosing a partner. So I think people have become very non-committal about their approach to relationships in a way that is quite unprecedented. Mm. So having a huge range of choice affects the way that we think about the choices that we make. For example, there was a classic experiment done with jam where they presented people with like 6 jams or 24 jams. When they had 24 jams, they bought much less jam than when they were presented with only 6. So if you think about that now in terms of internet dating, we have this perception of a huge range of choice, and that makes people much more less likely to commit, in a sense, or to make it a definite choice. And one of the things about choosing relationships as well is that we have this notion of kind of a soulmate or being struck by fate, that sort of idea that's very common, that we've all sort of imbibed from so many romantic comedies. And I guess that the other way of looking at choosing a relationship is in terms of the development of a relationship. So the kind of growth, romantic growth as opposed to romantic destiny, if you like.
So in that sense, you mean sort of meeting someone and having that sort of process evolve and develop into your feeling sort of growing after a amount of time?
Yeah, exactly. So there's this idea that you should be struck by or, you know, carried away by romantic attraction. But not all relationships develop like that. And when they do, it's not necessarily an indication that that person is going to be right for a long-term partnership. Mm. So we often have that assumption that we should feel these things. But relationships can develop in many ways, and the success of a relationship is often not dependent on how strong that initial... Obviously, the spark is important, and we all want to have those feelings, particularly early on in a relationship, but they're not necessarily good indicators of the viability of a relationship long-term.
Okay, and another class you're looking at doing is making love last. Now, of course, many people want to get married and be married for a long, long time, and hopefully soon everyone can get married in that way, but what's some secrets or what's some kind of points or a guide to making that relationship and love, that feeling of love last?
Well, there's been some interesting research that's been done recently, which looks at the way that people respond to just on an everyday level when people make bids for each other's attention. So, you know, when you make a little overture towards your partner for attention in some way, and basically what it showed, what the research showed, was that when people rebuff those little kind of overtures a lot, then those relationships are less likely to last than ones in people. So basically, it's very simple stuff about how we respond, you know, responding positively to in those little interactions in relationships every day. So that's one of the things. And often we think about the fact that in relationships, it's about the person that we choose as opposed to what we bring into that relationship. So we think it's about attracting the optimal person rather than the skills that we have in terms of being loving, basically. Mm. So we think that love is about the choice of partner, when really what makes relationships successful is more our skills in being loving. It's what we bring into the relationship rather than making the perfect choice, if you like.
Oh, okay. And many people, of course, who have been in long relationships say it's very important to work at it. And is that kind of what you're referring to there, like being able to work and sort of maintain a relationship in that way?
Well, absolutely. Of course, that's important that you can persist through difficult times and that you expect that relationships are going to be difficult. I think we don't often give credit for how much of a challenge relationships are. So certainly that's part of it. But I'd also say that being able to play and being able to laugh and have a sense of humour is equally important as working on it.
All right. Well, fantastic, Piers. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.